Welcome to another edition of I Am a Mainframer Conversation Series, sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. I'm Jeff Fry, a retired IBMer, an IBM fellow, and previously the CTO of IBM's mainframe platform. So I'm a long-time mainframe enthusiast. It's my pleasure to host the Mainframe Conversation Series today. Before we get started, maybe I can tell you a little bit about the Open Mainframe Project. As a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the OMP is intended to help create a mainframe-focused open-source technical community. It's also intended to serve as a focal point for the development and use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe environment. The goal of the project is to excite Linux community around the use of the mainframe and to foster collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared Linux tool sets, resources, and services in the mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help in assisting and creating educational programs aimed at developing the next generation of mainframe Linux engineers and developers of tomorrow. So for today's conversation, we have the pleasure of speaking with Jin Van Stee. Jin is a transformation architect and blockchain leader for North America Z Technical Sales. He's currently working on transformative projects that bridge new capabilities with the mature and classic strengths of the Z System Z platform. Jin earned her stripes, as it were, conducting mainframe systems and integration tests at IBM Poughkeepsie, the IBM Poughkeepsie facility, and has since had numerous jobs in mainframe and software technical sales. Jin, welcome to the broadcast. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, great. So in order to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do as a transformation architect and maybe give us some background on your career and how you got into the mainframe.
Sure. So maybe I'll start with kind of how I got started first. I came straight out of college working for, you know, IBM Poughkeepsie. So I guess what you would call a career IBMer. I've been at IBM for, I think, 16 years now. And, you know, it was interesting because I think, you know, back then, you know, it was the 2000s, you know, the dot-com boom was kind of happening. And in college, I'd never heard of the mainframe. But when I was getting interviewed in IBM Poughkeepsie, I had three interviews, and they were all on the mainframe. And I remember distinctly thinking, like, what is this technology? And, you know, it's obviously very important because, you know, this is all I've been interviewing for. And from the interviews I can gather, we have so many clients, or IBM has a lot of clients that depend on this technology. So I ended up taking a job that was like a Java system tester on the mainframe, because I was like, well, I know Java from what I learned at school, and this would be a good way for me to bridge what I already know and learn something new. And from there, I got into a few different areas, security, crypto testing, and then into Linux integration tests. And that was an area that exposed me to, you know, the Linux world, as well as different client workloads that can run on the mainframe, especially on Linux on Z. So that was very interesting. And then I went to the field because I wanted to deal more with, see what clients are doing with our technology, and that opened a whole different set of doors. And I've been doing that ever since. I went, you know, I did mainframe, I did software technical selling specifically, and back to the mainframe. It's a very tight-knit community, and, you know, I love it. And it's, you know, there's always constantly something new to learn, and that's, you know, that's what I love about it.
Yeah, you know, that's what I love about it, too. You and I have a lot in common here. How about the transformative transformation architect stuff?
Yeah, so so that's somewhere. So about 2 years ago, you know, so Mary Wallace, she's the North America Z Tech Sales executive, kind of approached me about this role of a transformation, you know, leader, transformation architect, and you know what that is it's kind of twofold, right? One is looking at how we can transform the way we do technical sales by using data and analytics, right? And that part, you know, was very new to me. So I, you know, it was a learning curve to kind of come up to speed with that. But during that process, I came to see how valuable data can be, right? And why do we need it? And why is analytics important, and how we can use that to kind of drive behavior. And the other aspect is, you know, kind of transforming the way we work with clients to solve problems. You know, traditionally, you know, what have we been doing from a technical sales standpoint? You know, is we do a lot of, you know, briefings and presentations and whatnot, right? But I think more and more so, we're kind of coming into a place where we want to show the clients what it's all about, right? And that is not just a change in behavior, but you know, kind of a change in engagement, a change in the way we build our skills, right? And you know, we're hoping that with these two transformations, we can, you know, be more engaged with the mainframe around, with the clients around the mainframe, make sure they see the value of the mainframe and kind of grow the platform from there.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, you're one of the folks who, you know, you mentioned when you came into this that you had no real experience out of school with the mainframe. And, you know, that is... you know, that is fairly typical, I think, for a lot of people coming into the workplace when they first come in. And it's very interesting that you were able to find aspects of the mainframe that were supportive and consistent with you know, new technologies and new programming techniques and new environments that you had known coming out of school. Java and Linux being two of those in particular. I think there's a lot of folks who still have kind of an archaic perception of the mainframe and its capabilities. You know, and as you said, you know, I think your job puts you in a great position to marry new approaches, new technologies, you know, in big data and analytics and cloud. Linux itself, new ways of doing development, the whole DevOps kind of movement, and I think that you know there are not as many as people as there should be that really appreciate the value that the mainframe can bring in all of these different environments.
Right. You're right, and so you know, and. You know, that brings up a good point. I think part of what we all do is, you know, we're kind of as mainframers, you know, evangelizing for the platform, and you know, sometimes I feel like we are the underdog in some ways, right? But what, you know, I think some people don't realize is that we are, you know, the mainframe does drive a lot of the core business at our clients. Behind the scenes, you know, you're not seeing it, but it is. Without it, you know, the clients can't run their business.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard things like, yeah, and then, you know, people are saying, but I think you know, I think people fundamentally understand. I think our clients understand why they depend on the platform. But once in a while, you'll hear things like, you know, with every new technology that comes out, I think blockchain is one of them. I've heard on the blockchain podcast recently, someone's like, well, you know, blockchain, they're not there yet with the transaction rates. It's slow, right? So it's there's no way it can, but they're like, in the future, do you see that blockchain can replace, you know, like core transaction, you know, systems. And the people that they were interviewing, it was like, well, no, like it's not, you know, that's not what it's meant to do. And guess what? You know, hey, the core transactional systems, they work very well. They're super reliable. They're scalable. They work well. They work well for tens of years, and they're going to continue to be what's, you know, driving the client's business moving forward.
Yeah, you know, that's very insightful. I think that you know, when you study systems that are capable of processing, you know, literally thousands of transactions a second in environments like the financial sector, banks, insurance companies, you know, stock market trading systems, et cetera, there's really nothing like this platform. And part of it isn't just its scale and capacity and performance, but its reliability and security, and some of those qualities of service that make the mainframe, you know, a valuable piece of, you know,
right.
The IT environment. And so you mentioned blockchain. Tell us a little bit about, you know, for those who don't know what blockchain is, tell us a little bit about blockchain and how you see blockchain, you know, how you see the mainframe's role in that environment.
Sure. So I think most people come into blockchain through, you know, hearing about Bitcoin. And so Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, unregulated cryptocurrency, and it's basically an application of the blockchain. So blockchain, what it is, it's a distributed ledger that's kind of shared or distributed among participants in a business network. And, you know, the key tenets of a blockchain is that, you know, it's immutable, it's final, and it engenders trust. And I think that is the part that is very novel, because you don't need like a third party to facilitate trust, right? So it's in essence, like Bitcoin, which is the cryptocurrency, there's no central bank controlling this currency. There's no Fed Reserve printing out more cryptocurrencies, right? And it's just, you know, it's a public or unpermissioned blockchain, meaning anybody can join. But you trust that, you know, your money is going to the person that you want it to go to, and there's no problems of, you know, double spending.
Yep.
And that it's highly secure because it's everything's hashed and you know, and there's, you know, cryptography involved. And so that is, you know, that's kind of the view. Now there's another view of blockchain, right, which is this permission, the idea of a permission blockchain, and that's what, you know, I think IBM and a lot of enterprises are interested in, which is you do know the parties that are within your business network. You know who the other parties are, you know who you're dealing with, and every party in this business network have a shared interest in something. And that
mm-hmm.
shared interest is this ledger. And yeah, and it's very interesting because when IBM looked at this technology, you know, we obviously, I think most people understand, you know, or if they don't believe in Bitcoins, they understand that the technology underneath can have a big impact in transforming businesses, business models in all industries. And when IBM looked at it, you know, we thought, well, you know, a lot of our enterprise clients, they deal with other third parties, other organizations that they know who those organizations are, you know, yet they each keep some kind of a separate ledger. And it takes a lot of time to kind of reconcile those ledgers.
Yeah.
So blockchain can come into play for that, right? And when IBM looked at it, what's interesting is like they thought, well, what's going to differentiate our blockchain offering from other people's blockchain offerings? And, you know, and IBM thought, you know, well, the mainframe. So the blockchain platform, which is our cloud you know, public blockchain as a service offering, right? It packages not just, you know, the blockchain. You can run your business network on our blockchain, but it also provides dashboards for governance and for operating this blockchain. Because that's running the blockchain is just like 5% of the story. You know, you gotta be able to govern it across all these different entities that may not trust each other. You know,
yeah.
You have to operate this blockchain network. And they decided to do it, to host this on a mainframe. It's running on Linux One in the back end. Because if you don't, you know, if it's all about trust, right? Instead of placing your trust in a third party, you're placing the trust, your trust on the blockchain. And what better platform to do this on than the mainframe, right? It's security capabilities. So.
Yes. Especially with the new offerings, with you know, the crypto support kind of end to end now, you know, it's just
right.
You know, the main keeps delivering, you know, technologies to support these new environments, and that's something I kind of really want to stress with these conversation series discussions is that, you know, this platform has an amazing ability to evolve and to adopt new stuff and new technologies and run it extremely well with all of the kind of the classic strengths of security and availability and the ability to manage large complex IT environments. And this is just another example, whether it's, you know, analytics or, you know, service utility models in the cloud or, you know, or new ways of doing, you know, business transformation and blockchain and distributed ledger, et cetera. You know, mainframe can do all of this stuff, right? And do it well and do it secure and do it cost effectively. So this is
right.
A great example. It's a great example. Let me switch topics here. I think we're kind of getting short on time here. It's been great speaking with you. Let me ask you, if you might have any advice to give other women working in the IT industry today.
Sure, and that's another topic that's close to my heart. You know, I think, you know, being a, you know, I think that there are not a lot of women in the IT industry. I mean, obviously, I think there's movements in the industry to try to change that. You know, there's things like Girls That Code and, you know, these STEM programs. And I think IBM, you know, is doing a lot of work working with the community on encouraging STEM careers for young girls. But as a woman in the IT industry, the advice I would give is stay the course, you know, and be true to yourself. Be a constant learner and be very curious about what's going on. And, you know, and just don't be afraid to sit at the table and engage, right? And I think, you know, I do see, like, the millennial women that are coming up. I think they are more outspoken in terms of pursuing what they want and going after the opportunities that you think would be good for you. And don't be afraid to change course either. That's my other advice. You know, especially in today's world with IT, there are so many different areas that you can go into. And in order to, I think for me at least, in order for me to be engaged and stay, you know, motivated and inspired, right? I kind of had to work on something new every couple of years. And if that's what makes you tick, you know, go for it, right? And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, and I've heard, you know, some people say this is, you know, if you don't, just, you know, do what makes you curious, right? And if that's all you do for your career is work on things that make you curious, that pique your interest, that motivates and inspires you, that's a pretty good career. From an IT standpoint, right, there's so many new things to work on. It's very interesting. I would say get your hands dirty, tinker with technology, you know, and I think you know, that if that's what makes you tick, you know, do that, right? And if talking to people, working with people, if that's what makes you tick, you know, you can pursue careers. There's IT careers that would expose you to working with people, like the one I'm in now in technical sales. You know, and I think, you know, it's kind of, you can do the best of both worlds. You can do, you know, tinker a little bit and then present and work with people. But I would just say, stay the course, right? And definitely sit at the table. Don't be afraid to go after the things that you want. And the other aspect is, you know, I had two kids in my career with IBM. And IBM has been very great about supporting, you know, parental leave. And they've actually increased that to 20 weeks recently for paid parental leave, which is amazing. But one thing I've read is you know, don't back away from an opportunity just because, you know, for the young women that are coming up, you know that you're going to start a family or you want a family in the future. You have time to plan for that, right? I actually took this role after I found out I was pregnant. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna do it. I have 9 months to prepare, right? I have 9 months to learn this new job.
Yep.
And that's what I did. And my management was very supportive. I still took my leave and I came back and I'm back at it. I'm more motivated than ever. So definitely just, you know, sit at the table and engage and things will work out. I think but you do have to give yourself a chance.
Wow. I don't think anybody could have said that better. I certainly have nothing to add to that. So Jen, thank you very much for the great conversation today. It was truly my pleasure, speaking with you. And if there's nothing else, I think we'll call this call done. And hopefully, everyone, you'll join us on the next conversation we have. So for now, thank you very much. And thank you, Jen. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.